This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Josh Allen, man.
Josh Allen,
right?
Here's the snap, fakes the handoff. Allen rolling to his right, looking to the end zone, and he's just going to run it in all by himself. Here's the snap, four-man rush. Allen back to pass, looking over the middle. He's got Hawes, who pulls it in and is down to the one-yard line. And Allen reaches over the goal line, and he is in. He went high side this time instead of low. And he punched it in for the one-yard touchdown run.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is a victory Monday. Josh Allen saying on the field last night with the broadcast in his interview, have a little faith next time for those of you that left early. Joe and I both left early, but for the purposes of getting back and doing shows and preparing and that kind of thing.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't over at halftime. The Bills had a really important play at the end of the first half. I loved it.
Man, even that, man, all the little breaks that had to go your way.
The little things.
0.1 seconds, maybe, difference between having a field goal at the end of the half and
being
and
down
not.
10. It was beautiful.
I thought the Ravens, by the way, should have been called for delay a game.
Yeah.
You leave for the locker room and before seeing if there's a second left.
Sure, that's halftime. I loved it, though. On that play at the end of the half, they run what looks like a Hail Mary and kind of sneak the tight end underneath.
Yep.
And that's the right player to sneak underneath, so and ended up being 3 points. 803-0550, it is Victory Monday. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy and Joe. Here on WGR, Chris Brown joins us at 8:30. Sal's popping in at 9, because I'm actually bowing out a little bit early today, but it's Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Bills win. Some of your stats of the day. The Bills had nearly 500 yards of offense in this game, 28 points in the second half, 13 in the first half. On yards per play or yards per pass, which are like, the Bills did not run the ball very well in this game. 3.5 yards per rush for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
To Baltimore's 8.2 yards per rush. Penalties, you know, about even. One turnover in the game, that's the Derrick Henry fumble forced by Ed Oliver. Time of possession, not that far off, 34 minutes for the Bills, 25 minutes for Baltimore. The Ravens got up 15 points with 4 minutes to go and lost. And the Bills are the first team in NFL history to be down 15 with 4 minutes or less and win the game in regulation, which they did.
Ed Oliver, by the way, 6 solo tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 1 quarterback hit, and a forced fumble.
Any shot at both the AFC Offensive and Defensive Player of the Week honors?
I think Oliver should win Defensive Player of the Week.
Will Allen win it? 394 passing, 2 touchdowns, and a rushing, and 2 rushing,
I mean,
touchdowns.
With the rushing, we're talking over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That's pretty darn good.
That probably should win, too.
Yeah. Might have been Derrick Henry if he didn't fumble.
Trying to think of a better defensive game that anybody had. There were some good ones, but like that fumble's huge.
Absolutely.
It's enormous. And, like, that team is so hard to get off the field. And for Oliver, at least twice, to get them off the field, the sack on Lamar in the first half, the fumble on Henry at the end, I mean, that's going to be tough to top, I think, even league-wide.
The Bills' win probability with 8:37 remaining in the fourth quarter, according to Next Gen Stats, was 1.1%. The most improbable comeback by the Bills with Allen at quarterback, and the 13th most improbable comeback by any team in the last 10 years. Nathan in Boston is next up. Hey, Nathan. Good morning and happy Victory Monday.
Morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. Thank you for all you do. Man, yesterday was going to be a great day, one way or the other. Second daughter was born at about 7:40 p.m.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Settled in. Oh, thank you, guys. We got settled in, turned the game on, and, you know, you and Joe were talking about this on the Locked On podcast. You know, it just felt like a different day was going to be there. I don't know, maybe do their little good luck charm, but, you know, just watching that game come down to it, and it's just so exciting that they finally got one of those games to go their way. You know, they battled in the coaching decisions. You know, like you said, the first half was great to see. They really, you know, made that play there. That got them the three that they needed going into halftime to swing things a little bit. But, you know, the defense, just got to give it time, hopefully. It's concerning. You know, this is what we've always been talking about, but man, you got Allen. He's that guy. He is. You're in every game until the clock hits zero with him at quarterback, and it's just so special to have him and be able to be a Bills fan with him as your quarterback, hopefully for the next, you know, 8-9 years still to go. But just want to say, you know, what a great day it was, and glad the Bills pulled it off. But it was a special day there at Highmark. Wish we could have been there, but, you know, glad the fans had their opportunity to see that last home opener.
Thanks, Nathan. A perfect ending, a perfect home opener to finish that stadium. You know, we, on Friday, Joe, we went back and remembered all these home openers, forgettable games where you remember a play in the game. Oh, yeah, so-and-so did that in that game. What they did? What was their record that year? Who knows? And that was one of the most memorable games ever played in that stadium. Never mind just openers. Yeah. Like, one of the most memorable games ever played. 41-40.
With that quarterback battle to, like, just not that Lamar went for 400 yards, he didn't need to, but that matchup should be the best quarterback matchup that we see in the league. There are I think the two most exciting quarterbacks that, because of their mobility in part, that have ever played the sport, and you want them to go toe to toe. Jackson, again, like, he only threw the ball 19 times in this game, so it wasn't quite the quarterback duel because of Henry and how effective he was, but that score, that team you're playing at night, like, it all was perfect.
803-0550.
By the end, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect for the first three quarters.
Well, I mean, how would you feel if the Bills, if Prater kicks that ball through the uprights and there's 41 seconds left and Baltimore has no timeouts? How would you feel? Would you feel like, uh-oh, he's got one more at this?
Yeah,
you know, like,
even if Coleman scores, how do we feel? If Coleman scores, we'll see. Are they going for two again?
Right.
They definitely would be, right? Because you don't want to go up six. You want to go up seven. So
if Coleman
maybe
scores,
it depends on whether they get the two-point conversion or not, maybe, for how you feel.
It really wouldn't matter, because if Coleman scores there, you add three more points. They've got, it's 44-40. You want to go up six, not five. But even then, like,
you know, you want to go up seven. Six and five doesn't matter.
No, I understand, but the math of it was they were down two, and 6 points puts them up four. So you're going for the extra
point. Right, sorry, they were down two, not one.
That's, right, so six or five wouldn't really, yeah, no. But then Baltimore has to go for a touchdown either way, and I'm not sure if you'd had faith in the Bills' defense. The good news is you probably wouldn't worry about Derrick Henry in that spot.
No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't even be on the field.
Yeah.
They'd have 38 seconds with three timeouts.
One thing I will say about this matchup, the idea that the Bills have the answers for Lamar, put it to bed. Put that to bed. That's over. The defense that they used to have, and the quarterback Lamar used to be, maybe, in the Greg Roman system, not Todd Monken, they don't have answers for Lamar right now. They don't. I know Derrick Henry is the star of that show. Lamar averaged 11 yards per attempt. And they do not have answers for Lamar right now. Maybe when they get Hairston and Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi and Bishop and Rapp get more time together, sure. But if these two, if you were to guess right now, the Bills and Ravens are going to play in the playoffs, do you feel like they have answers on defense for Lamar Jackson? I don't. And I don't think anybody should.
No.
They consistently do beat him and his team. And if this were a game where it's Josh Allen in Baltimore and Josh puts up 40 and loses, you certainly don't think the Ravens have the answer for Josh Allen.
No, you don't. You're not hoping your formula is my quarterback can match their quarterback, and I need my coach to outcoach their coach, and I need to stop Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do it. I would feel, even though Henry did it last night, that if they played again, I would say I'm not stopping that guy. I might be able to stop Henry because I have seen them do that. Didn't happen yesterday, but I've seen them stop that guy.
I mean, technically they stopped him in the playoff game, 16 for 84, and Lamar was 10 yards per attempt without Zay Flowers.
I think that's your only way to beat them, though. And then not the only – yesterday, you know, you get balls tipped off of whoever, and they did win the football game last night, so there's another way you can win it. But I think the most likely way to beat them from how they're currently constructed is Jackson's going to be great. If I can keep – Henry to 16 for 84, and then I just get Josh Allen to match Lamar Jackson, like, I can win that football game. But it's got to come with Henry being stopped. Like, part of what makes yesterday so crazy is that, and why you needed all these insane things to happen to win the game, is Henry having that game. The Bills shouldn't win against the Ravens when Henry has that game. Because then it's a nightmare.
Well,
like, you've got, because Jackson's going to do his thing, and if Henry's going for 10 yards a carry, I mean, what are you supposed to do? You need your quarterback to go nuclear, I guess.
Right. And that's why
I just don't think that's any way to live. Whereas I think if you keep Henry in check and Jackson's going to get his, I still think you can live that way a little bit.
That's where if you were frustrated by the first half and by the game that Joe Brady was calling in the first half, which again they put up 41 points, so someone's going to, you know, listen to
41
the
points.
People say this and say, what are you worried about? How did the Ravens build a lead? In part because the Bills' offense played like they didn't need to be in a shootout. The Bills have done this a couple times. They did it in the playoff game last year. They did it in the playoff game against Kansas City, where you're in a game with a team that can go shootout, and you decide you want to play slow, and you want to run, and you want to go ball control. You get a second and one on the second drive. The Ravens have gone down and scored, and like, all right, second and one on our second drive. What are we going to do here? Run. Okay, third and one. What are you going to do? Run. Punt. That can't happen. That shouldn't happen. Josh Allen's your quarterback. The next drive, what is it? It's run, short slant, screen.
Or maybe third and six.
Third and six, screen.
Third and six, screen to a tight end.
Right. In the fourth quarter, what's the difference between a third and six and the first quarter third and six? In the first quarter, you're throwing tight end screens. In the fourth quarter, you're saying, just drop back there and figure something out because Josh is going to make it happen. And whether they want to protect Allen from taking hits or whatever, load manage or stay on script, the reason Baltimore was able to build the lead, it's twofold. It's because the Bills' defense couldn't make any stops and because the Bills' offense was not ready for that game. They were not in it. They didn't know they were in, what would you call it? I mean, when it's a heavy running attack both ways, you call it a street fight. Well, they didn't know they were in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, you know, knock, knock, hello. Hello, have you seen Baltimore's got 17 right now? You got to go get some points. You can't be playing this so slow.
They didn't play like they thought they needed 41.
Right.
They played like they thought they needed 30.
Or 24 to 21.
Yeah.
When we get real nitpicky, they score a lot of points, and Joe Brady's done an incredible job. When we get really nitpicky about their offense, it goes to the Chiefs playoff game 2 years ago where I used to have the number – committed to memory, that they had 13 plays of second and four or less and ran on 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have Josh Allen. Go put a number on the board. Walk in the building and plan on putting up 42 instead of, feels like a game we're going to win, you know, 26 to 20. Because this defense is not up for it. And sometimes it feels like the offense calls its games to protect the defense rather than just like the best protection will be to rip as many points as possible in this game. But whatever. They win. And Brady, he looks great today to a point. Allen looks great. Allen carries them. I mean, Allen
looks the best.
The plays on third down, third and long. Allen always gives you a chance, and that's really what it is. I mean, Joe Brady could leave at the end of the season, and how many wins would Bills fans predict the following season? 13? 14? And there's almost nothing you could do to convince anyone that Josh isn't going to get it done. I think it's probably right. Gavin in Denver. Hey, Gavin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say that was an awesome game last night. I've been a longtime Bills fan since 2000, went through the whole drought, so it's good to see them win. But really quickly, like, you know, I had a lot of friends talk, you know, texting me saying that there was no way that the Bills were going to win last night. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? Ravens have a history of, you know, giving leads up in the fourth quarter. So I was so excited to see that happen and, like, you know, them prove them wrong. And then it kind of reminded me of, like, fans leaving, like, you know, the game in 19, the AFC wild card game against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, what, 1992?
Yeah.
But one thing that is a concern is the defense. I don't think, like, I know, I understand that Derrick Henry is a great, you know, great running back and everything, but, you know, we had the same problem with, you know, trying to stop the run last year, and it just showed, like, kind of, I'm not very confident in our defense at the moment because of, you know, what Derrick Henry was able to do, and then also how, like, the Ravens were able to throw the ball everywhere and all over the field and not cover anyone.
Yeah, but by the way, on the comeback game, because that came up a few times yesterday, like, this is the second best comeback after the comeback game, and it was this was a very different comeback. This was at the end, at the wire, you're down 15 with 4 minutes to go. The Bills were down in the comeback game 35-3 to the Oilers. You know what they entered the fourth quarter, what the score was? 35-31. Like, they had made it up in one quarter.
The comeback's in the third quarter.
Yeah, like, the third quarter was the comeback. In this game, it was, like, the last 3 minutes. So, in that way, it's very different. The run defense, I don't know, like, let's see what they look like against other teams. Last year, and even previous years, it's always a complaint about their defense is their run defense. And in some years, it has been subpar. Last year, by DVOA, they were a top 10 run defense. So, let me see what they look like against other teams. Because last year, we heard some complaints, and they were actually really good against the run.
Yeah, over the course of the McDermott defensive career here, I've always scoffed at the idea, like, I don't care how their run defense is, but that's always because their pass defense is legit.
Yeah.
And we might be on year two where that's a concern. We'll see. They got to put it together. They're missing a bunch of pieces over there on the defensive side of the ball, and in the coming weeks, we'll see if the reinforcements matter. The question I would ask is, how does Baltimore feel about their defense today? I mean, they gave up 41. Do they feel like they have a good one, a bad one? They feel like, do they just chalk it up to, that's a freak show on the other side. That's going to happen.
That's probably what they do today.
That's kind of what we're doing about Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Baltimore fan today, are you talking about how, why can't we cover anybody? Which, of course, they did for most of the game. Why can't we get any pass rush? Why can't we get him to the ground? You know, sacks.
Yeah,
being
no,
a,
they're not doing that.
They're
yelling about their coach today, if anything. But I don't think they're yelling about their defense. I think in that maybe the attitude should be the same here, because maybe they'd be yelling about their coordinator. Were they running, like, prevent defense, like, way off coverage, like, letting? How many times did Coleman run 15 yards forward and then stop and come 3 yards back and have, like, 5 yards of separation? But that wasn't because they were, like, manning him up on the line or anything. Like, they were saying, go ahead, take it. We don't think you have enough time to move the ball down the field like right. this.
And, of course, the other reason they're giving Coleman that, well, I don't know. I mean, Collinsworth brought up a point about there's a lot of hand fighting between those two. Coleman drew a penalty.
He did.
Palmer drew a penalty. Collinsworth's thought on the broadcast was, well, anybody covering Coleman's not afraid of them getting by him. So you're going to fight him all the way right here because you're not afraid he's going to get behind you.
Right.
That's how Coleman has to win. Like, he won in the ways that he might have to win going forward. 803-0550. Ryan in Florida. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday.
Happy Victory Monday.
So I might be the outlier here, but I think the defense is actually getting a little bit more flack than they really deserve. And the reason I say that is because if you really look at what our issue was last year, it was pass rush. And with a team against like Baltimore, their passing attack is literally run Henry down your throat, and then once you crowd the box to stop Henry, Lamar dunks it over the top, which is exactly what they did last year and why Lamar's numbers look so great last year. And I feel like if you really break it down and you look at the front four and the way that they rushed Lamar, he was uncomfortable quite a few times. Bosa got home a couple of times. Ed Oliver got home, you know, obviously got the sack and the fumble on Henry. But they made it through the line. They got through Baltimore's, what everyone talked about, Baltimore's great, huge offensive line, and they were able to get through it a few times. And obviously, even on times that it looked like Henry was stopped, he's patient enough that when he gets downhill, you're not stopping him. It's just impossible, and everybody knows that at this point. But there were times where, if you look at the actual line, you know, the actual defensive line, I think the improvements that they made over the offseason, in a couple of weeks when everything kind of calms down from a huge game like this, I think we're going to see the difference, and it's going to be a noticeable, you know, hey, this is significantly better than it was last year, because we weren't getting this kind of pressure on Lamar last year. As for Allen, Allen's a GOAT. I was freaking out internally those last 4 minutes, but think Allen. I think part of the Brady at the beginning of the game was knowing, you know, hey, let Baltimore make the mistakes, play it slow, control the clock, keep it manageable,
right,
don't show anything that you don't want to show until the time is right.
Is that good though? Why would that be considered good?
Well,
it's a game. The comeback is amazing, but why would it be considered good to just be like that with Josh Allen as your quarterback?
I don't think good would be the right term. I think it was the plan that they had was let Baltimore's rush hurt them, let them over-attack, and I think that's where the screen game was coming from. Oh. And obviously when it came down to the point where you needed points, they were way up. You know what I mean? Then you had Palmer get behind him. You had Coleman get behind him. You had Hawes that got behind him. I think they were just waiting to, I don't want to say pounce, but I think when you look at the way that teams adjust and make adjustments, I think they were trying to keep it short, you know, use the run, use Cook, get Baltimore to kind of get complacent. And then when they needed it, it was, hey, unleash, take it down the field and go do your thing.
Yeah, I just don't think so. I don't think so at all. They did not use the screen game was not to offset their rush. These are wide receiver and tight end screens. These are not screens that catch a blitz. These are not screens to Ty Johnson because the pressure is there. These are screens that are extended run plays. Conservative extended run plays where you think you can get the ball outside and get a guy blocked and gain like 6 yards. And they ran the ball not very well in this game either, like 3 yards per carry. I just do not agree that the Bills' game plan was to think, oh, we'll do this early and then we'll hit them when we need it. I think instead what happened was the Bills' game plan early on was not working, and then you have the best quarterback in football and he took over the game when he needed to. The number of things that Allen does to bail them out cannot possibly be overstated, the things that he does. So I don't think, I mean, I could be wrong, so respect what, you know, we all have our opinions. I don't think the Bills' game plan was let them make mistakes. Baltimore didn't make a mistake until what? Henry fumbled?
That's their only turnover.
The Bills didn't force a punt until the second half.
Right.
And you would never say your game plan is to just kind of, hold on, let's see if they make a mistake. It's halftime. They haven't punted yet. Okay, I don't think they're going to make one. Now it's time to.
Right.
You got to rip the ball.
Yeah. And on the pass rush, I don't think they made Jackson uncomfortable.
They got to him a couple times.
Although, I do. I could see what you're saying about, like, they did get through. You know, like, against a different quarterback, against Tua, some pocket passer, that they're going to be all over him with that same type of performance. Because they were getting through. I mean, think of the Jackson scramble in the fourth quarter where Bosa and Rousseau have chased him back 20 yards before he, like, scrambles to the side, Bosa diving. I said it out loud when it happened. Like, no, don't. Just keep running forward at him. He dives. He takes out Rousseau, and now Jackson's got 30 yards to run. But what happens right before that? Both your edge rushers have won their battle.
Yeah.
And they're now going after the quarterback. And, you know, 30 of the quarterbacks you maybe are going to bring down there. That guy you're not. So, yes, I think they actually looked impressive pass rush-wise. No, I don't think it made Jackson uncomfortable at all, though. I don't think anything makes Jackson uncomfortable like that anymore.
He's a lot like Allen in that way.
Yeah.
And what is – Harbaugh was talking about it as well. Like, Harbaugh, what do they want to do? This is the halftime interview as they're coming back. We've got to keep Josh in the pocket. They say the same things they say about Lamar. And that's not, by the way, because they think Josh is unable to pass from the pocket.
Right.
They just know it's so much more difficult to cover people down the field. And, of course, he can run and hurt you there. You let him out, it's impossible to defend. And that's true of Lamar as well. So I would agree, Ryan, thanks for the phone call, that what you laid out, Joe, and what Ryan laid out, that they, whatever, pass rush win rate,
I'm looking for that because I feel like I'm going to guess that it looked pretty good.
Yeah, their edges and their interior guys, like, sure, there were a couple times there's pressure. And against other quarterbacks, like if you play, you know, Justin Fields, you should dominate.
Yeah. Oliver got through a bunch.
But, of course, like, what the game will ultimately be for this new-look Bills defense is not, can you shut down Justin Fields? Can you shut down Tua? It'll be, can you beat Lamar? Can you beat Burrow? Can you beat Hurts? Can you beat Mahomes? Herbert? If you meet them in the playoffs. 803-0550. 1-888-552-550. Monday Night Football tonight. Bears and Vikings. Ben Johnson's debut. The Lions looked lost without him. Not a great opener from Detroit. Micah Parsons got a sack along the way, I saw. Nice debut for him.
In limited snaps, too.
Yeah. Jeremy and Joe, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Victory Monday. Wait till the ratings come out for this game. It delivered. Final opener at Highmark Stadium and a great one. One for the ages. It's Football Monday. More of your phone calls when we return here on WGR.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Looking middle. Has time. Pressure coming. And he's sacked. Ed Oliver. Ride him, cowboy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Lamar, did you have a say on that 4th and 3, or were you in coaches ear at all?
No, I was cramping, so that's why I pretty much hauled out the field, because if I wasn't, I would leave everybody in here know I would have been trying to go for a 4th and 3.
Lamar Jackson says on that final play, the 4th and 3, he was off the field because he was cramping up, and if he was not, he would have been telling Harbaugh, we got to go for this.
I mean, if you're Harbaugh, even still, call timeout. See if an extra 30 seconds
helps.
Hand it to Derrick Henry. You got to go for that play if you're the Ravens.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, a wild week one for the Bills and Ravens in a Sunday night football game that'll be hard to top in not just in the league, like this year. And I like a point a caller made earlier today to say, how many games of the year have there been? You've got Bills-Vikings, Vikings win. Bills, Eagles, Eagles win. 13 seconds, Chiefs win. Even the Bucks Going back to that overtime game with Brady. Wow, what a game. Bucks win in overtime. These games of the Bills-Rams, Rams win. Every time they've been in this unbelievable game, it's, wow, thanks for all the entertainment. Josh Allen's great. Ah, they lost that game, though. And this time they win it. And Allen goes for 250 passing and two rushing touchdowns in the fourth quarter alone, which is incredible. Watching the highlights back, it's kind of funny. Like, you know how it is. We've kind of brought up, hey, they're 1-0. It's a huge win. It might be the difference between home field and not. And they have a two-game lead on Baltimore for the home field advantage. Mm. Kansas City is 0-1. It's a great start. It's a dream start. They did have luck on their side. Can we say it? Is it okay to say it? Luck on their side. To the point where, watching the replay of the Keon Coleman touchdown in the end zone, that is a 4th-and-2 that is tipped to a receiver is not intended for. If it falls to the earth, the Bills probably finish the day with 25 points, not 41. Baltimore would have the ball up 15 with 3 minutes to play. Game's over on that 4th-and-2. They get a bounce, touchdown, fumble, touchdown, miss the two, which actually is shades of, if I could dig really deep here, the Dallas Monday night game, where the Bills lost a heartbreaking Monday nighter. How'd they lose it? Dallas is down 8, scores a touchdown. They don't get the 2.
No,
they get the onside kick and kick the field goal to win it. If the Bills make the 2-point conversion, Baltimore's not playing there to kind of like, let's see if we can run it. Baltimore's now, we got to get a kick. So missing the 2-point convert, crazy game.
I can't believe they won it. I can't say it enough.
Yeah. Matt in Syracuse. Hey, Matt, good morning.
What's up, guys? I'd say happy Victory Monday, but it does kind of sound like a Trent Edwards loss Monday. But I will say, Sal, first off, better give a big down arrow to Bills Mafia. I mean, you cannot leave that stadium with that much time left down a couple of scores. I mean, that is a joke.
In their defense, 4 minutes left is not a lot of time. And the Bills' comeback is the first time in NFL history a team
to save what?
Not two minutes. Listen, hold on, Matt.
Hours.
All I'm saying is
could be
it
hours.
Wasn't a quarter left in the game.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's good to have left, but let's not paint it like how dare you leave with a full quarter to go. It was 4 minutes left and they were down two scores. No team in NFL history has come back to win like that. And win in regulation.
The Ravens had the ball up 15, didn't they?
No.
Maybe not with 4 minutes left, but at some point, didn't they have the ball? They punted. They had the ball with, here you go. This is when I would have left. I'll tell you, if I was there, it's 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes to go, the Ravens are up 15 with the ball. And they hadn't punted. They had punted one time in the game. So, you're right, you're not super fan if you do that.
Listen,
but it's a night game. It's 1 a.m. traffic. Like, right. I'm not going to criticize anybody that left the stadium when the other team had the ball down 15 with 7 minutes left.
I'm going to bring Matt back on here. I'm just saying I think you can criticize them. I don't want to act like what happened was like, of course you should have expected the Bills to get back in it. It was as dire as it gets, and what happened was not normal. It's a top 10 comeback in a decade in the league kind of status. Anyway, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, and that's what Jets fans leaving MetLife say. But that's all right.
Jets fans.
The Bills fans left the comeback game.
A lot of them didn't go.
It always happens. Every stadium, every fan base.
Okay, yeah, well, we're just not that special then. But anyway, I would say number two, though. Let Josh Allen be Josh Allen is not a play call. That was like Ken Dorsey's approach, and we went 3-and-out every time. I don't love Joe Brady's kind of gimmicky plays. They get annoying, but some of them do hit, and I do think they are part of, a game plan that opens up, later throughout. It is frustrating. I do think they have better personnel. Like, I think Palmer is a major upgrade over Hollins, even though Hollins was fun on social media. So I think we're going to see that. But I don't think we can just say, all right, middle of the second quarter, let Josh be Josh. It's not always going to be the two-minute drill.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. I don't know if it's the game plan or just what Josh ultimately can't not do.
Yeah.
He's great. He's an all-time great in the league.
Could you say that was his best game as a Bill?
No.
No?
I don't know. You could try.
I don't even know. I didn't have something ready to go on, like, what is number one. But like the 400 yards and four touchdowns against that team.
I mean, the Ram game last year, he had three rushing and three passing touchdowns.
Yeah, but they did lose.
They did lose.
So it makes that a little tougher.
I mean, if Derrick Henry doesn't fumble, do we call it his best game ever? I don't know.
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
I'm not.
But the win is the win is like
it's,
the.
It's it. Win.
You need to just to bring it all together.
Right. Just win. Just win. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. A lot of fan bases leave early. I'm pulling back a
earlier than the Bills fans left.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Miami fans would have left at halftime.
I'm thinking of a clip where Dick Vitale, one time, Syracuse hit a half court shot to win, and he's like, don't let him back in. Close the doors. You might have done that at Duke. I mean, you know, it happens. Traffic was a mess going in. If you had had a little bit of
it was
if you had scar tissue going in, you're thinking like, listen, we got the babysitter. How many hours? Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. It's fine. That's why the game's on the radio.
Allen did seem a little perturbed by it, though.
I agree.
He mentioned it twice. On the field and then once
have a little faith next time.
In the media. Or, yeah, press conference.
Can't have a great comeback unless you go down.
True.
Jeremy and Joe, it's Buffalo Bills Victory Monday. Chatting about it with you. The season's underway, and what a start it's off to. You can join us, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Reed and Brad do such a good job, and Coach kind of explained the situation, which I kind of knew from the years, but I just had all the confidence in the world, and I just have to go do my part and just try to kick it straight. You know, it was the snap and holds were money all day. Protection was great, and so I just got to do my part and, you know, make the kicks.
Locker room audio, that's Matt Prater, who hit the game-winning kick. Sound from the locker room is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Rely on the Rhino. Would it be probably we don't understand kickers and their life and how they warm up and what they do, but you know the guy comes in, you're like, all right, yellow bars,
yeah,
through it. Oh, all right,
it's an easy one.
I've been doing that for 27 years.
Yeah,
yeah, same, same. Like, knock it through, okay. How do you guys do around here? Well, we snap it, and we put the football down,
yeah.
And then that's where you come in.
Yeah.
All right? I'm with you so far. Matt Prater.
Oldest Bill ever.
He'll be a great trivia question in 10 years.
Yes.
Unless he stays with the Bills for, you know, five more.
And kicks the game-winning Super Bowl kick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
An easier one.
Not so much a trivia question. Yeah. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Lots of your calls rolling through. Lots of you watching on the YouTube stream. You can join us on YouTube if you're not streaming us. You can't see the two most tired men in America. Actually, no. I bet Sal's even more tired. You got plenty of you out there are tired. It was a late night. Rob in Connecticut's up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning. I always enjoy your guys' humor. I love it. Last night, actually before the game yesterday, I was listening to Joe and Nate, and what are your results? Like, what do you expect out of this team? You know, a player or whatever. And Joe was bringing up the defense, the line. And I agreed with him on that totally 100%. I think my expectations of the line was definitely important because to create pressure to alleviate our safeties, the problems that we have that we have been discussing, that was our worry, our D-backs. And, going into this game, I didn't really expect a lot. It was a 50-50. A lot of people came up to me yesterday were asking me my opinion on what I feel about the game. And I said, I think it's going to come down to one mistake, and whoever capitalizes off that one mistake is going to win the game. So as I'm listening to the game, I listened to it on Westwood One, and they did a great job. And it was like, as I'm listening and it's going, I'm like, we're chiseling away. You mentioned a lot of key points in this game, like, the catch before halftime, we got that three. And it seemed like something was going to happen as it was going along. So I kept the game on, and sure enough, we walk away with the victory, which was beautiful. But there was just so many key elements to that game that kept us in it. And it's like Josh was doing everything. It was like, why don't we just throw Josh on defense? He was remarkable last night. And then, one thing, Mike Golic was perturbed last night. If you remember, I don't know if it was late in the third or early in the fourth quarter. If you remember when Josh Allen ran and he slid, They were saying that he said that he got the first down. They marked him back. And Mike was really upset about that. I don't know if you remember that part of the game.
It looked like a first down. NBC rules analyst Terry McCauley came out and said that it should have been a first down.
Good. Thank goodness he was there.
Yeah. That the refs got that one wrong. So, I thought he got the first there. I never really felt confident they were going to win the game from, the second quarter on. But when they didn't get that first down, I thought, okay, this game's over.
Well, one other thing.
Because that's when you're punting the ball. That's the surrender punt there.
Right.
When you're punting it back to them down 15.
Right, right. One thing I would just like to say, I don't love treating the only thing that counts as a mistake is a turnover. There are a lot of mistakes made in that game by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one turnover. That's not, we waited for them to make a mistake and they made it. You made 1,000 mistakes. They made 1,000 mistakes. Hey.
Most of theirs were right at the end, though.
Yes, a lot of theirs.
They were all packed in the last 5 minutes.
One of the other mistakes was right before the Bills had their field goal drive at the end of the first half. Baltimore did not take the clock as low as they could have. They take a little more time off the clock, and then the Bills don't have 1 second. A lot of mistakes. Harbaugh makes a lot of those mistakes. Bills win. Victory Monday. Wide open segment for you. Sal's coming up at 9. Chris Brown at 8:30. It's the Buffalo Bills Victory Monday here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.